concluding with his very last lead. And how many songs? There's more than 100.
Yes, but just over 100 lieder. Very few have been recorded and also published. Doblinger has just republished some of the other songs. Initially, there were 6 lieder for baritone, 7 lieder for soprano, and few other like cycles. The Montbilder is a cycle that was performed. It's for baritone and orchestra, but there's also a piano version, and that was performed, I believe, in 1935 in Vienna with orchestra, and then put on the shelf. And it has just been recorded by both Wolfgang Holzmeier and Adrian Erhöd on their respective lieder records of my father Eric Zeisel's songs. But that's it, and it's never been performed since 1935 with orchestra. At one point, someone was interested, a conductor, I cannot remember the name, unfortunately, and they mentioned, well, it's not going to happen because we have a hard time programming Richard Strauss' final lieder with orchestra. There's just no demand for it. So how can my father compete with that?
I mean, every once in a while, I just want to, you know, go and pass among some of my colleagues in the arts with a baseball bat. And
Well, I don't think it's the colleagues. I think it's the audience. The audience just is not receptive to that anymore, or maybe they never were.
You know, I'm not sure about that. I think, and you know, I have a lot of people in here. Hilary Hahn, for instance, when she did the Schoenberg Violin Concerto, the standard wisdom says, well, you know, audience is just not going to buy it. Her experience is exactly the opposite.
That's true.
When you play it the way it should be played, the way it deserves to be played, like a work to be mentioned absolutely in the same breath with the Brahms Violin Concerto, not only in terms of quality, but in terms of intention. I mean, it's a big, romantic violin concerto.
Wonderful, wonderful piece.
And people just absolutely love it. And the recording she just made, which, you know, got her Gramophone Magazine's Artist of the Year award, is selling like hotcakes. So,
and deservedly so. Yeah, she plays it like a completely different work. I mean, my brother-in-law Larry mentioned that he heard it for the first time, really as it should be played, when Hilary Hahn played it. We've been playing it a lot. And it's just a marvelous work. It's just a fantastic work. And you're right, it has not been in the repertoire.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I think the moral of that story for me is it's not the audience. It's the cautious, understandably so, presenters that, you know, maybe are a little too cautious. Because people aren't dumb. I mean, when they hear something good, they know it. But you've got to do it with that kind of conviction. Like, you believe this is immensely important music. You need to hear this because it's wonderful.
That's the point. If you do it with conviction, the audience gets that. And many of the music makers are just afraid to put that conviction across on the audience. Which is a cop-out, really, when you think of it.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we hear Montbilder? Maybe just a word or two about the cycle?
It's a song cycle on poetry by Christian Morgenstern. Christian Morgenstern was a German poet who was very, I wouldn't say scurrilous, but pointed, lots of humor, sarcasm, and criticism, and you feel that in these songs. My father seemed to capture all those attributes in the music.
Did he ever? let's hear that recording of the song cycle Montbilder by Eric Zeisel. The baritone is Wolfgang Holzmeier. The pianist is Cord Garbin.
Der Mond steht da wie ein alter Fantai. Ein rundes, gutmütiges Holländergesicht. Mit einer mächtigen, mühlsteinartigen, cremefarbenen Halskrause. Ich möcht ihn wohl kaufen, den alten Van Dyck. Aber ich fürchte, ist im Privatbesitz des Herrn Zebaoth. Ich müsste den Ablass wieder in Schwang